Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Pentagon's Northern Command announced a short while ago that the Air Force fleet of C-30 air tankers grounded after another C-130 on a firefighting mission crashed in North Dakota Sunday will resume firefighting flights. The suspension of the C-130s had left just 14 private federally contracted heavy tankers in use to battle one of the most destructive wildfire seasons ever in the West. And the tragic crash on Sunday also put aerial firefighting under the spotlight. Another firefighting plane, a Lockheed P-2V, crashed in Utah recently. The Forest Service has just a quarter of the C-130s it had a decade ago. Many are more than 50 years old. Some critics say the government should be calling in more big private planes, but in a recent interview with 9 News in Colorado, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said some terrain is more conducive to smaller planes. Meanwhile, while that debate continues, there are also reports today that 4 crew members, not the 1 or 2 originally reported, are believed to have died in Sunday's crash. The Air Force will be holding a news conference later this hour. But word has spread around Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Air National Guard crew was based. Catherine Lash reports for the Charlotte Military News Examiner.com. Catherine, what are you hearing there?
Well, there is great sadness and there is great mourning going on in this small community of the MAFFS. And let me say, first of all, that MAFFS, M-A-F-F-S, stands for Modular Airborne Firefighting System. These are systems separate from the C-130 themselves. They are able to put these equipment inside the C-130, and that's the way it works.
They discharge these, gallons, 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant in just a couple of seconds.
Absolutely, they do that, and they are capable. Their turnaround, their time, they're able to drop that in 5 seconds or even less, and then the turnaround time is incredible for when they go back down to the unit, their base, and load up again and back up.
And so the people who fly the MAFFS become the MAFFS. There's like a family.
It is a close family, and I've been told that when I spoke with some of these MAFFS, these guys with the 145th Airlift Wing, and Charlotte is one of 4 from throughout the nation that are equipped with these MAFFS systems. And they are called out by, it's a partnership between the DOD and the U.S. Forest Service. They are called out when all of the commercial and private tankers are at exhaustion and more help is needed.
And we understand you covered them leaving on Saturday. These are known as dangerous missions.
They are dangerous missions. I had an opportunity, very sad, I had an opportunity to speak with one of the pilots, and he mentioned 3 elements that made this a dangerous mission. Now, he was, again, referring to Colorado, but the 3 elements were the heat of the fire, the conditions, the smoke, the flames, the high altitude, and also the terrain. He said they have to worry about going in and out. And following the lead plane, which is the U.S. Forest Service plane, it is that plane that signals the MAFFS plane and tells them where to drop these fire retardant loads.
Did that pilot return from that trip?
No, that pilot was killed in this accident. No. And it is very sad because he leaves behind a wife and 2 children. And he mentioned and said to me that it was a dangerous mission.
Yeah. And we know this comes in the middle of a debate about aerial firefighting. There have been critics who say that the U.S. air tankers have not been kept up. We know that there were 44 a decade ago. There's now 9. And that's in large part because of a review of the airworthiness of these large U.S. air tankers after a crash in 2002. And many of them were pulled out of service because they were not worthy of flight. There's also a debate about whether or not and how private planes should be used. Critics saying that there should be more private planes up in the air. But, for instance, there's the owner of a supertanker that's in storage in Arizona who says he can't afford to put his supertanker in the air unless he has a retainer, a contract with the Forest Service, which he doesn't have. He can't, just send it out on a per-use contract. So there's a lot of debate going on. Is any of that reaching where you are?
Well, I will tell you that I know that a recent contract has been issued to the Air National Guard throughout the nation to upgrade their C-130s. And yes, they have been around a long time, and yes, they are reliable. They are being the C-130s that go out with the MAFS equipment. They're highly trained individuals. This pilot I spoke of a minute ago is over 11 years of service. They have weekend trainings. They have monthly MAFS firefighting training. But they are going to, there are plans in the works to upgrade. You know, I don't know what units or where, but a contract has been issued to upgrade these C-130s.
Well, and by the way, we should say the crash in 2002 was a plane that broke up. We understand Sunday's terrible crash was because the plane got caught in a downdraft. You talked about how dangerous this is. Well, President Obama signed a bill last month pushing forward the addition of 7 large tanker planes to the country's firefighting fleet. But the first planes won't be available until mid-August. What's the sense of what happens next?
Well, their priorities immediately changed, of course. This was the first crash for the MAFS program with the U.S. Forest Service. Now, their eyes are on planning funerals. Their eyes are on consoling each other. Their eyes are on mourning. So it's a big blow to this small community.
First and foremost, and of course, a blow to firefighting. Catherine Lash of the Charlotte Military News Examiner.com. Catherine, thanks so much.
Thank you.